It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are now tuned in to Angela, what I call her, Yee. Way up.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee on a Friday.
Hey.
And it's Candace's last day guest hosting.
I'm going to need a triangle today.
I want to say a lot of people have been hitting me up saying how amazing they think you are on the air.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Because you brought a lot to the show this week, so we appreciate that. And we saw each other briefly last night.
Yep.
We'll get into that in about last night, where we discussed what we did last night.
So much.
So make sure y'all tune in. We also had an argument behind the scenes, ranking first place, second place, third place, French toast, pancakes, and waffles.
Yes.
And what was your first place?
My first was pancakes.
Okay,
and then waffles.
You.
What is that, purse?
It's a Judith Lieber pancake purse.
Thank you, Judith. I will take one.
That's what I thought about you. So you put pancakes first.
Waffles and French toast last.
I put French toast first.
Yeah.
And then waffles in the middle as well.
Yeah. So. A good pancake is going to give you a good crust. It's going to be like soft in the middle. I like chocolate chips or blueberries.
I do
blueberries
like chocolate chip pancakes the best, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mayor Eric Adams is going to be joining us today also, our mayor in New York City. And I know that there is a lot that needs to be discussed. So we're going to ask him any and everything. He's been in the news a ton lately, but he's always in the news.
Yes.
But now there's allegations, but then there's also so many things happening. We have congestion pricing, issues on the subways, all of that. And he does not shy away from the topics. But let's get the show started. Let's shine a light. 800-292-5150. Let us know who you want to spread some love to. It's Way Up.
I'm a shine. I'm a shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Candace Dillard Bassett is here with me today.
Yeah.
And today, let's shine a light on Alicia Keys. We saw her up here.
Yes, she's so cute.
The other day, you know she has to play Hell's Kitchen on Broadway, but the other thing that she's doing right now is she's one of the people who is working to save the drama program at Hell's Kitchen's Professional Performing Arts School.
Amazing.
You know, that's a big deal because that school has alumni like Alicia Keys, Jeremy Allen White, Claire Danes, Britney Spears, and students actually launched a GoFundMe to raise over $100,000 to save the school's performing arts program. It's in danger because of unfortunate budget cuts, and so she is one of the people donating. So is Roc Nation.
Nice.
And they pledged $60,000. And so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
For that school. And so.
You gotta, it's unfortunate that the arts is the first thing to go.
Always.
So But it has affected my life in such a huge way. I would not be the person I am without the arts. So kudos to Alicia.
We love that.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's who we're shining a light on today. Now, who do you guys want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. Let's spread some love.
Yes.
Brittany, who you want to shine a light on?
I want to shine a light on actually two people. My son, Legend Lawless. He's 5. He has autism. He's nonverbal, but other than that, he's blowing it out the water. When I'm telling you, he's hitting every goal. He's just amazing, me and his dad. Like, we're just so amazed.
Legend's already a legend.
Already at 5. And then I want to shine a light on my mother because she helps a lot with him. Mm-hmm. And she's a great mom to me and him. So I want to shine a light on her too.
All right. Well, that's beautiful. That was Shine a Light. That's what we do it for.
Yes.
All right, Candace, we come back. We have Yeetie, and let's talk about Glorilla. You got to love her.
She is amazing.
She had a moment with Joe Biden.
With our POTUS.
And we'll tell you what she had to say about it. All right? It's way up. What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate? Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They say it's truth in the rumors.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that Yee Tea.
Talk to
him. It's way up. My girl Candace Dillard Bassett is here.
Hi.
Guest hosting, and let's get into some Yee Tea. Glorilla was in the headlines. You saw her with President Joe Biden VP Kamala Harris.
That's right.
It was the White House's Women's History Month reception.
I love that she was there.
She looked hyped, too.
Yeah.
Like, she was having a good time.
Yeah.
All right, now, at the event, the president also signed a new executive order to improve research on women's health and pledged $200 million over the next year to better understand sexual and reproductive conditions and more.
Love that.
All right, and so here is what Glorilla had to say as she was sharing what she discussed. She was talking to CNN, and here's what she said.
The idea of them inviting you there in particular, did they talk to you about what they wanted politically? Did they want your endorsement? Did they want you to help people get out the vote?
hey, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, talk politics, but I love the president. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day got to end.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Period.
At the end of the day.
They got it in, Glo. I love that.
Oh, we love this.
She's great energy.
Yeah, shout out to Glorilla.
Yes.
All right, now, Candace Owens is out at Daily Wire. She's parted ways with her day job. Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring wrote in a post on X, Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship. She's been there since 2021. She had a weekday commentary show for the website. And she wrote, the rumors are true. I am finally free. There will be many announcements in the weeks to come. And she also would like people who support her work to go and make a donation.
Maybe now without this platform, I'll stop getting tagged in all of her foolishness.
You're like, I am not her.
I am not Candace Owens. And she is not me.
So it'll be interesting to see what direction she goes in now. Because I know before she was like a liberal Democrat. Now she's a conservative Republican.
It's called demagoguery. Look it up. Someone who just uses platforms to make mess wherever they can. Just inciting riots everywhere.
All right,
but
so
go off.
Just to clarify, you're not donating to her.
Okay. I don't have a penny for Candace Owens. Yes. Quote me.
All right, now, Gisele Bündchen was on The View, and I always talk about how your diet can affect your behavior at times in ways you don't know.
Yep, your mental health. Yes.
And she said that she actually cured her panic attacks and severe depression by changing her diet. Here's what she said.
I started having severe panic attacks in my early 20s, and I didn't know what to do. And it's been over a year and a half, and I was going to all the specialists, and I just wanted to, I wanted to feel better. I didn't know what to do, so I found this amazing naturopath, and he said to me, Gisele, we have to change your diet. And I was like, diet? What does that have to do with my panic attack?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it has everything to do with it.
See?
Yeah.
And that is what I was saying. I know people who are very angry.
Yes.
Very nasty, and a lot of times
stressed,
they are
high anxiety. Yeah.
And you cannot make me believe that eating meat doesn't...
Every day,
all the time.
The hormones in meat, you don't know. And when it's not organic, and even when it is, like, you have to mix it up.
Right. Yeah. And those angry animals, that spirit will get right in you.
So
just pay attention. I'm not telling y'all what to eat, but I'm saying... Too much of anything is
not a good thing.
It's not going to be a good thing. Even too much water could kill you.
Right. You can like drown from the inside or something.
Yes. All right. Well, that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, we have About Last Night. Candace, I saw you out and about last night.
We was in the streets, Angela.
And you know me, I barely go outside.
Yes.
Okay. But Ray J was up here yesterday. He was supposed to be here today.
Yes.
But I know he had a long night.
He needed a little break.
But we'll discuss what we did, what we saw last night.
Yes.
It was all revolving around television. Programming.
Yes.
All right. So About Last Night is next. In the meantime, this used to be my favorite song. Jeremiah and J. Cole, Planes, is way up.
Last night.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. It's About Last Night. My girl Candace Dillard Bassett is here.
Hey, hey.
Now, I saw you briefly last night.
Yes.
You were leaving when I was coming in.
That was my second event of the evening.
You were out in these streets. So what did you do yesterday?
Yeah, so I went to like a Spotify-sponsored event where there was, I'm blanking on her name, but there was a woman there that was showcasing her art.
Okay.
And we left there and then went to Ray J's event.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there and nobody was really in there yet, so we were just kind of hanging out, took pictures, talked to some people, and we were walking out and ran into you and Ray.
See, that's how I knew when to come.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you what I knew, because this event started
allegedly at seven. And we were in there until like 8:30.
That's what I said. It starts at 7. That means I should probably get there. Because I've been to events with Ray J before.
Yes.
And so I know he's not going to get there.
On time.
Yes. And no one else is.
I figured.
It was like a screening for his shows that he has on his Tronics network.
Yep.
And so I got there like around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And right when I walked in, they started.
Yep. Yes.
As soon as I was walking in.
And the tuning was supposed to start at 8. So I was like, okay.
Candace so used to stuff being on time.
Well, no, I'm usually late. But because I had so many events, I was trying to be kind of on time, but I saw your face. I saw Ray's face.
Okay, good.
It's all good.
Yeah. But his network launches on, launched, and I think the first show started on the 25th.
Okay.
So I know he's really excited about it. I'm looking at his page right now. He has everything cleared off his page except for his Tronics network. And he actually sold his stake in his tech company. Mm-hmm. Raycon, and so now he has invested everything into this. So what he did was he showed us a bunch of different shows that he has on his network.
Yes.
A lot of it is fighting. This Fight Club show.
Yeah. Okay. We saw he showed us a little tiny clip of that yesterday.
Yes. And and actually the young lady who is featured on that show, on that first episode, she was there last night.
Oh.
And then he has
Does she have all her teeth and everything?
Yes, she did, but she broke her finger fighting.
Oh.
And so.
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
But he's got a lot going on. He's got Princess has a show on there, Princess Love.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. It's a cook off show.
Oh.
Safari has a show.
I would watch that.
Right? You want to go on a safari? He has a show also.
Okay.
I guess he's single now and mingling.
Is he single?
I think so. I know he was dating Amara La Negra.
Was he
dating
her?
You would have to ask them.
Okay. I heard that wasn't.
Yeah, so, but you know, it's reality TV.
Yes,
so.
Reality TV.
Yes. We know how that goes.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so anyway, shout out to Ray J. He actually is a little sick today, and I think part of it was a tour that he is embarking on.
Yes.
So, not sure if he made it out to Starlitz last night, but that was his plan.
He needs to rest.
He does need to rest. Doing a lot. But he is really excited about his network. He has House of Blueface also.
Yep.
So, this actually was some footage that was filmed when Krishan and Blueface first got together that's never been released before.
Oh, God. So we're going backwards with them?
Yeah, there's going to be some back in time things.
Deep sigh.
And that was definitely a lot of fighting. All right, well, that is about last night. And when we come back, we have Tell Us a Secret. This is Candace's last Tell Us a Secret for the week, but I know you're going to come back.
Oprah Van Zandt reporting for duty.
All right, 800-292-5150. Call us up and tell us a secret. You're anonymous.
Yes.
And you can tell us anything. You're right. We will not judge you. We may even try to help you.
Yes.
800-292-5150. Tell us a secret.
Yes.
This is a judgment-free zone. Tell us a secret.
All right. Let's, it's me and Candace. It's time for Tell Us a Secret.
Slow breathing. Relax.
We are not going to judge you.
No.
No matter what it is that you said you did.
Yes.
We are just here to listen and to take it in and to let you put whatever energy into the atmosphere you need to get out of your body. Get it out of you.
Release yourself.
All right. Anonymous caller, what's your secret?
So I'm an artist in Ohio, and I finesse Universal Music Group out of $116,000.
How'd you finesse them?
So I had some songs I was putting out featuring other artists that's like signed with Universal Music Group. Uh-huh. And they not actually on the songs. So once I put the songs out, it boosted my streams up, and I was claiming ownership to a lot of their artist songs on Sound Exchange. Wow. So I was getting quarterly
checks.
Payments for it.
Were you paying the artists?
No.
Nah, because it's like they took some money out of my streams. So I just kept the money to myself.
Oh, and so no one knows this. So you basically finessed the whole system.
Right.
And
yeah, but it's like, I'd rather tell y'all, so those artists that know, like, the process, like, people can go on Sound Exchange and claim
other people's
masters
music
to songs, without anything happening.
Okay, well, I wouldn't recommend that anyone do that.
No. I wanted it to be public, so, now I mean, they know they can stop it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so are you trying to, like, give that money back or no?
Hell no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling and educating
Thanks
us.
Thanks for sharing.
You too.
All right. He's like, I got morals, but not that deep.
What?
Hey, anonymous caller, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. It's me and Candace. We want to hear your secret.
Hi, Candace. So, my husband cheated on me twice. We've been married for 18 years.
Wow.
A month ago, I slept with his friend. Not a friend. It's like he's backed away. He's like not talking to my husband anymore. He's like completely withdrawn. He's trying to like have a relationship.
Ooh, are you interested?
No.
So what you gonna do?
It feels good to get it out of my chest right now. But yeah.
I'm going to have to take that one to the grave with me.
Okay.
Yeah, and you should. I think women, typically, we thrive best when we take those things with us to the grave.
But she feels better that she told us.
Yes, and men can't handle... I feel like women can handle that kind of information better than men.
You said you've been working on your marriage, so this
you
just...
You want it to work.
You want it to work.
I do. We've been married 18 years and together for 23 years.
Wow.
So I just feel like I've invested way too much in the relationship. Right. But he cheated on me twice.
Right.
You can get your lick back. Yes, we're not mad.
You'll get back.
Right.
And, you know, to me, this is like an indication also that there's like bigger issues in your marriage that y'all need to work on. So now you at least can work on them.
Yes. When you've been married that long, marriage is the Wild West. You're going to have some issues. Maybe not always infidelity, but there's always going to be something. And if you can make it work and both parties can come out and be happy and healthy, I say do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well
thank you
for sharing.
We'll take it with us to the grave, too.
Thanks.
Nobody has to know. Okay. All right. Well, that is Tell Us a Secret, 800-292-5150. That woman felt so much better.
She did. You could tell. She had a relief.
She was like, I'm going to take that to the grave. But I'm so glad I told you.
Yes.
Hopefully no one recognizes her voice.
I know. I'm always scared of that part.
All right. Well, you can always leave a message in case you couldn't get through. Again, 800-292-5150. And when we come back, we have your Yeetie. And Godfrey, our guy, was on Club Shay Shay. I mean, why wouldn't he be? And people absolutely loved his interview, of course. So we have some of that for you. It's Way Up.
Yo, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yee tea.
Come and get the tea.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Candace is here with me, guest hosting.
Yo.
Oh, man, I've been having such a good time with you all week. I hate that this is your last day.
So sad.
All right, now, let's first of all get some Real Housewives of Potomac business out the way. I saw that Mia was on Page Six's virtual reality podcast, and she talked about her divorce, and she said, my breaking point was when he publicly decided to shame me.
Yeah.
And he made disparaging remarks about her to the press. They had separated in June of 2023 and waited until September to make their split public. And she said, I said, okay, this is not what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I filed. I did because I'm like, let's go ahead and get this clock rolling. She said, I just don't want to be a part of it.
It's interesting because somewhere in there, Gordon had reached out to my husband, Chris, and Whitney's husband, Eddie, and said, hey, I have information on Mia. Tell your wives to call me so I can give you the information. And then Wendy and I, of course, talked, and I don't get involved in domestic stuff, and Wendy kind of had the same sentiment. We both sort of backed away from it. I do regret now, and I talked to Mia about this, that I didn't reach out to her and let her know, but I just felt like, I'm not in your marriage. I'm not getting involved. I didn't speak about it publicly until she did, or until Gordon came out on TMZ. But like, I get Mia feeling like, you know, this is against the rules that we had set in our marriage, because they had rules,
right? Because she was allowed to sleep with other men,
correct? But she couldn't, like, she wasn't supposed to fall in love. She wasn't supposed to bring around the kids. They had like rules set up.
And okay,
G was upset because she was breaking those rules.
How can you make somebody not fall in love? That's hard. Like, if you start sleeping with somebody else, and then
I feel like he had said that he knew, you know, I may not be able to satisfy you all the time. So if you want to just go out and, you know, be satisfied,
that's always a slippery
but
slope.
Women fall in love,
right?
Yes,
I know I can't do it. So go ahead, but just don't fall in love.
Right.
Good luck.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
with that,
she seems happy now, and I'm happy for her. So
all right,
go ahead, Mia.
All right, and now let's get into Ray J. So what's out right now? The final combo with Ray J and Princess Love. It's on the Dosh Network. One thing Ray J gonna do is monetize.
Yes,
all
everything.
The things that he has going on, and here is. Is what that trailer sounded like.
I slept with someone.
You slept?
Who?
I'm not on TV.
But you still
I'm
out.
I'm not on TV.
Doesn't matter about TV for
you.
I'm always on TV.
Okay.
You
so
already you over at these houses for real.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Whoa.
I wanted them to work. I love them together.
They were back and forth. But sometimes you got to be like, enough and cut
the
cord.
Yeah.
All right. And our guy Godfrey was on Club Shay Shay.
Yes.
I love Godfrey.
Me too.
And one story that he told was about the movie Soul Train and how he ended up in there.
Oh, Everything I did in Soul Plane was all improv. I didn't even follow the script. They said, just go. And me and Snoop, I was there with Snoop for 9 days. It was the best ever. But I never got on the poster.
Really?
Hell no. That's the best story of my life. First of all, when we all audition, my agents are like, there's a script. It's pretty ghetto, but the star, one of the stars is Snoop Dogg, is signed to it. I said, Snoop Dogg? That was what motivated me to audition for it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's Boom. A classic movie, too, now, Soul Plane.
Yes.
As much as people would make fun of that movie, everybody watched it.
Yeah, and anytime I'm flying on a particular airline, I won't call them out, I will say, this is some Soul Plane nonsense. Yes.
And I love it.
Yes.
Maybe. All right, well, that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar. These are the stories that maybe aren't in the headlines. They're flying under the radar, but we definitely feel like they're important enough that you should know about them. So we'll talk about it when we come back. It's Way Up.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the news that relates to you. These stories are flying under the radar.
All right, it's Way Up. I'm Angela Yee. My girl Candace Dillard Bassett is here.
Hello.
And you know, you do it all. You know about politics. You know about entertainment. A little bit, yes. The sang.
No, a little bit.
All right, now let's talk about Donald Trump. Oh. And investors today have approved a deal to make the owner of Truth Social, Donald Trump, Trump Media, a publicly traded company. So according to reports on paper, that's about $3 billion for Donald Trump. He'll have a majority stake in that public company. So that's what his shares would be worth at current market prices. But experts are also telling CNN there's numerous practical, financial, and legal reasons why this deal will not solve his cash crunch that he's having right now. Because you know, on Monday, he has to come up with a $464 million bond in his civil fraud case against him, or they could try to seize his golf course and private estate north of Manhattan or any of his other assets.
I always go back to, you cannot be the leader of the free world and have all of these distractions.
Right. Like, imagine that.
Yes. I want him to go sit down and relax.
So even though we see that this is now worth about $3.4 billion on paper, shares have already tumbled, right? And this merger could close very quickly. But even if it does, that does not translate to cash, clearly. It's not liquid. And so those paper gains would be hard for him to translate to actual cash. What they're going to try to do is have stakeholders actually hold on to their stock for at least 6 months, and that's a normal thing to happen. And they also says that they also said that they believe that the current market price that they're giving right now is grossly overvalued. Mm. And so it qualifies as a meme stock for which the price is divorced from fundamental value.
Right.
So in a typical deal like this, right now, you know, he's been trying to go ahead and get a bank to underwrite for the money that he owes, but no bank
wants any parts of him.
Yeah, no bank has agreed to do it. And this is Monday. Imagine in the real world, like for us, I got to come up with $464 million by Monday.
And the banks are closed
on
the weekend.
What would you do?
Listen.
I'd be like, just take what you got to take.
He'll figure it out, I guess.
So we'll see if a bank would take this stock as collateral in a loan, but that would be highly unusual. Mm-hmm. A bank would have an issue with the idea of a significant shareholder pledging their stake in their company. So we'll see what's going to happen.
We shall see.
This is all quite interesting.
It's too colorful for me. Politics should not be this dramatic. It's a reality show
and I can't see Truth Social being worth that much money. They don't even have a lot of users. Their user base is shrinking.
Right.
So that's interesting.
He's good at pubbing things up. Yeah.
You believe.
Right.
If you say it enough times, people will believe it.
He says that.
All right. Well, speaking of politics, Mayor Eric Adams is going to be joining us today. He's the mayor of New York City. Yes. And he's got a lot of things that's happening right now with him personally, but also with the city. So we'll be discussing all of that. And we also have the Way It Mix at the top of the hour on a Friday.
Before we get out, we got a little situation with Dan, our producer.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh. So, it's been such a great week. Angela, you've been so hospitable. It's been really inspiring to sit here with you.
Yay.
And I just wanted to give you a little thank you from my friends at Parfums de Marly. So,
nice. Oh, I love this. And
this is for you.
For everybody who watches Real Housewives like I do.
Yes.
Be able to see the event.
Yep. My Mother's Day event that was thrown.
Oh, wow. This is a nice gift bag.
They hooked you up.
They definitely did.
I had them because you have perfume sitting here and you talked about some other fragrances that you like. So I had them kind of match based on those scents.
This.
So this is my, Delinia is my favorite.
Okay. And you always smell good.
Thank you. And then Belaya is my other favorite. So this one was fairly recently launched. And I have not actually smelled Meliora, but and then this body lotion is apparently really, really good.
I'm excited.
Yes, you'll be smelling good, girl.
See, this was worth it. No, but honestly, we'll talk more when we come back, but thank you so much.
No, you are awesome. Your team is awesome. I'm just really appreciative of this opportunity, so thank you.
All right, you'll hear us gush more shortly. Party with us, though, on this Friday. Thank you, Candace.
Yes!
The Way Up Mix at the top of the hour.
Way Up.
Just like the talk, like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T. Way Up.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Candace is here.
Hey.
I know you love talking about music.
I do.
And it is a very busy New Music Friday today.
Yes,
so we're going to get into a lot of things. We're going to start it off here, and then we're going to finish it off in New Music next break, too.
All right.
But let's get it going. Drake gave away $30,000 to a fan who attended his concert. Somebody put up a sign. It said, "My dad passed in October. Please help settle his debt." And here's what happened.
"My dad passed in October. Please help settle this debt. I don't know how much debt your dad has, but I can tell you had tears in your eyes since like the start of the show. So whatever it is, we're going to settle it for you. God rest your soul."
Somebody yelled out 100K. Did you hear that?
But was that the person or somebody just postulating?
That was just somebody. I don't know who that was that was yelling out 100K.
Yikes.
All right, now Drake also in that same video was looking for another woman. This woman held up a sign saying that she beat cancer.
"Drake, you got me through chemo, cancer. I love seeing that. Because you gotta be a real soldier, a real warrior to get through that. So tonight, from me to you, I'm gonna give you 30 bands. You go on a vacation, man.
Okay.
We love a philanthropic king.
He's always doing that and giving away money. I feel like everybody holding up their signs now.
Right.
You know, but I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yeah. To know that you can go to a Drake concert.
Right. And you might leave with $100,000. Yes.
All right. Now, you know, Future and Metro Boomin have the We Don't Trust You album. Mm-hmm. And one of the people featured on that album is Rick Ross. The song is called Everyday Hustle. And he has some things to say about his biggest op.
Baby mama still the biggest op. Team of shooters just to keep it locked. Rolls Royce, you can keep it top. Bag of old money, love to see it rock.
Now why he say that? Your kids are gonna hear this.
They've
Ricky
been hearing
Rose.
A lot. And people actually love Tia Kemp and her responses. And of course Tia responded to this song.
They probably ain't worth listening to. The two old dusties on that line with 13. Put both of their children together, they got two football teams. Him and Future need to sit they all down somewhere who is probably scrubbing to their fucking knees because they done dropped the in every fucking state.
Okay.
And that's on period. And that's on baby mamas. Yes.
Oh, you wish you had something to say.
Go
all
off.
Right, shout out to your kid. I know he'd just be like, whatever, just let
right.
it go.
Let her say what she gotta say.
All right. And by the way, Big Sean has a Tiny Desk concert on the way.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yes.
And so it looks like he already filmed it. He posted it. You can see that he has that in the bag. We're going to talk about Big Sean and new music also when we come back. But the big thing that's happening today is this Future and Metro Boomin, We Don't Trust You. Kendrick Lamar is on there, and everybody is talking about this particular verse from the song Like That.
Sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like this rap.
All right, a lot of references there, and we're going to get into that new music. I mean, he talked about For All the Dogs. He talked about the song First Person Shooter that J. Cole did. He referenced Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Yikes.
There's a lot going on. We're going to do a little bit now? Okay, we can do. All right. Well, here is, if you guys, of course, I know y'all all know First Person Shooter. Here's that song.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me?
J. Cole's my favorite.
He's your favorite out of the big three?
Yeah.
Well, Kendrick is saying ain't no big three. It's just me.
Well, just that's what he says.
FYI. And then him coming for Drake. Now, I saw Rob Markman posted a video where he said he heard that three of them were actually supposed to collab together. And it was really close to getting done, but then it didn't happen. So
it was some beef.
He got a close source that told him that. He's like, now I don't know if it's going to happen. Mm. And I'm wondering, if you work for, or if you're on J. Cole's team, if you're on Drake's team, is your advice, we got to respond to this?
I feel like these, out of these three rappers, like, they're going to respond. They're going to say something.
Right.
And if they don't, like, I feel like the fans are going to, like, put pressure on them to be like, yo, you can't let them sun you like this. They're going to respond. If it was me, I would respond. Maybe I'm just a Sagittarius.
And then people are also wondering, where does Future fit into all this? Because this is on Future and Metro Boomin's We Don't Trust You. And Future and Drake have always had such a great relationship.
Yeah.
But maybe Metro Boomin and Drake, not so much. So, you know, if
the boys
Metro
are fighting.
Boomin don't trust you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it more on New Music Friday. And definitely, you guys hit us up at Way Up with E and weigh in. I want to see what you have to say about it so far. We have more. It's Way Up.
Whether it's relationship or career advice, Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask E.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Candace Dillard Bassett is here with me today. And it's time for Ask Yee. 800-292-5150 is the number. Any question that you have, we're here to help you out, okay?
Yes.
All right, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Trace.
Trace, what's your question?
It's a little crazy, but about 5 years ago, I started to show interest in women. But, my family was a little taken aback, but it's okay.
Okay.
I started a fake account because there was this really beautiful woman I see on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been hitting off really well. And I have a date planned and everything coming up soon. But the problem is, she's actually my cousin. But by blood, though.
That is, it is.
She is my cousin. Like, she's not by blood.
Oh, not by blood.
She's not by, no, not by blood. But we are, she's been in my life. Forever.
The family is like, she dropped two bombshells.
Right. You're going to give the family a heart attack. Yes. So you're on your fake account, is it your face? Or like, how are you presenting on your fake account?
on my fake account, I'm a completely different woman.
See, now that's more of the issue because you kind of, you catfished her.
A little bit.
Do you think that she likes you? Do you get that vibe? Because, you know, we could tell when somebody likes us.
Yes.
No, I don't get that vibe at all. It's, to be honest, I feel like she would think it's really weird and she would not talk to me again.
Mm. Oh, so you're putting it all out there now, to and you may not be cool anymore.
Okay.
Well, you may not be cool, but I'm in love with her.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Getting catfished is not fun, though. That's the biggest issue. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of issues here.
Right.
But I think that's the part. I think before you guys meet up in person, I don't know if you want to pop out like, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
It might be something that you want to let her know.
Well, let me tell you what to be prepared for. She's going to either blow up and be really upset and leave, or she may sit and be shocked. But you're going to have to give her time to, like, digest everything that has been going on. It's probably not going to be like rainbows and Skittles. It may take a few weeks or more for her to be like,
okay, let's taste the rainbow.
Right. Right. So just prepare yourself for a lot of emotion.
I feel bad that I even done it. I just been in love with her like for so many years and I just wanted to be able to talk to her.
Will you be honest? I think if you be honest and
don't
say
do
that.
It under the guise of someone else. You got to be yourself.
Yeah.
Because now at this point, you got yourself in a situation that is so far gone that I don't think you should meet her. I think y'all need to talk outside of that so that you can tell her, like, look, this is not easy for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this even ended up happening because I don't know if you ever watched Catfish.
Yeah, right.
But that is something that really does hurt and affect people.
Yeah.
And so if you really care about her and you really love her the way that you say you do, then you need to come clean to her and not have her showing up thinking she's meeting this fake person.
Yeah.
So real quick, ladies, will it be worse to know that I'm her cousin or that I catfished her? Which one will be worse?
Girl, it's all a little crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
but I think the faster you pull off that Band-Aid, you know, and she probably will be angry at first.
She
to
might
be honest.
She might be. And you know her demeanor. You've known her. Like, how do you think she'll react?
So and what if the whole family finds out?
That
Yeah, you're right. She's going to be, she's very tough. She might want to fight me.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, she's a very tough woman. So, I don't know. I'm nervous.
Yeah, tell her don't have her show up like that.
Yeah, maybe call her. Maybe call her and, like, talk to her on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it, girl. We're rooting for you over here.
And check back in with us. We would love to hear how this turns out. We'd love an update,
for sure.
Okay, I definitely will call back to let you know how it happened or how it went down.
Okay, thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, well, that is Ask Yee, 800-292-5150, just in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we got Mayor Eric Adams joining us. He's the mayor of New York City. He's in his first term.
Yes.
I know he's running for re-election, too.
Yes.
But there are so many issues. Let's hear it straight from his mouth.
Yes.
Yes, it's way up.
Turn it up! You vibing way up with Angela Yee.
I'm right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And finally, our mayor, Eric Adams, is here.
Yes, yes, yes. Good to see you. You know, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, first woman of color to, you know, black woman to do something of this capacity. And I just don't think people know your full scope, what you do around health, my days in Brooklyn Bowl president. You are just really more than a radio personality, and it's just really a pleasure throughout the years of things that we've been able to do together.
You know, that is why, even when I first got the show, one of the first people I was like, I need to get Mayor Eric Adams up here. There's so many things, and look, I have a laundry list of people were coming in here like, make sure you ask the mayor about this. But what do you do for yourself? Because it is, I mean, New York City, especially right now, there is so much, you know, that's going on, and I feel like...
And it's real, you know, and every day there is something.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, it's painful for me to hear this allegation that was made against me. Someone made an allegation of something that happened 33 years ago. I don't even know who the person is.
Right.
And it's not me. It never happened.
They're framing it like it's a colleague, a former colleague. But I did see a lot of people come to your defense.
Right, right. Because people know me. I have dedicated my life to uplifting women in general, but black women specifically. You look at my administration. First time in history, 5 deputy mayors of color. First woman police commissioner.
Yes.
You know, there's not one relationship I've had in my life that I'm not still best friends with the person. And so, you know, it's painful. But God doesn't put anything on your plate that you cannot carry. And he said that no weapon formed against you will prosper. He did not say there won't be weapons formed against you.
This is the first time there's been an allegation like this. So this is the same woman when the Adult Survivors Act said she accused you, and then now she's giving specifics.
Exactly. Okay. It came out the day that the Survivors Act was going to expire. And so now the Corporation Council has it. I have to stay focused on running the city. As you said, every day there's another crisis that we're dealing with. And I need to be really focused, zero focus on addressing all of these issues.
Right now I'm talking to the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. I saw just recently you had a lawsuit against this bus company.
Yes.
A charter bus company from Texas that was bringing in asylum seekers. Mm-hmm. And it is an unmanageable amount.
It is.
And I just want to be clear, because I also do walk past some of these shelters, and sometimes my heart does go out when I see kids outside. They don't have coats on.
Right.
It's a lot of these asylum seekers are families with small children, right? And we're seeing things where people are upset. They're like, well, how come I can't get housing? But they're providing housing for people who are not even from this country. Right. People get upset because they see food vouchers being given out to people who aren't from this country, and they're able to eat while some people are unhoused and starving.
So
I just want to address what is really happening with this, because it is a crisis. They're trying to say with these sanctuary cities, this is what y'all wanted.
Here it is,
for you now, handle it.
Let's understand this, because there's sensationalism that's in our media. If it bleeds, it leads. So there's a lot of sensationalism. So people say, well, Eric, why don't you stop the buses? I can't. It's against the law for me to stop the buses. They say, why don't you deport the people after they commit crime? It's against the law for me to deport anyone based on city council law that was passed under the previous administration. Why don't you don't give them housing? It's against the law. I have to give them housing, food, and shelter. That's what the law requires me to do. Well, why don't you let them work on their own? It's against the law. I can't even allow them to volunteer to clean up our streets if they want to and give them a stipend. It's against the law. So the national law is telling me what I must do, but they're not giving them any money.
Okay.
Because it's $4 billion. It took them, you know, almost a year to give us $100 million out of the $4 billion. So we have all of these natural laws. We have our borders are open. People are coming in, making their way to New York. And the support we're supposed to get, they're not giving it.
Getting bused to New York, not just making their way to New York.
Right, exactly. Getting bused to New York.
Purposefully.
And so even when the cards came out, I told the team, we have to bring down the cost of, you know, the migrants and asylum seeker crisis. And we have done that. Out of the 180,000 that we received, over 100,000 are now going self-sustained. Mm-hmm. They are now leaving our shelter system. We're no longer paying for it. But we also saw how much money we were feeding people and how much food was being wasted, about 10% of it. So what we were able to do is say, instead of having them waste food that we're having a large conglomerate give them, let's give them food cards that they can only buy food.
Right.
Go to shop in a bodega, a local supermarket, recycle the money in our community. Mm-hmm. And the MOCA card is MWBE.
Okay.
Over $7 million a year we're saving because we went to these cards instead of using this large dollar amount that we were spending.
All right, our mayor Eric Adams is here. He's talking about some of the challenges in the city, but he also is going to talk about some of the wins and what we can look forward to. You guys can also always weigh in at Weigh Up With Ye. We have more with Mayor Eric Adams when we come back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics.
you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You vibing way up with Angela Yee. Come right back. More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is here. Now, let's talk about the subway. You know my mom works for transit and has been ever since I was in elementary school. And so she still works for New York City Transit Authority. But we've seen virally things that have been happening on the subway. We saw a man get shot with his own gun harassing someone on the train. Mm-hmm. And so some people, and this is another report I read, some people mm-hmm. are feeling like the train is not safe.
Right. Think about it for a moment. You have a high-profile incident, and you read about it. Then you walk into the subway system, and you see someone that's dealing with a mental health issue, they're yelling and screaming. It starts to play on your psyche. You may have taken thousands of trips, and everything is fine, but your psyche is now you don't feel safe. Do you know we have about 4.1 million daily riders? Out of that 1.4 million, we have about 6 felonies a day. But if you are hearing about somebody being shot on the train, mm-hmm. all of those numbers mean nothing to you.
Right.
It's like, what do you feel?
Yeah.
And my job is to say, yes, I want to show you statistically that you, as a rider, you may take thousands of trips and nothing happened to you. I must bring down that 6 felonies a day, but also must make you feel safe. And that's why we put 1,000 more officers in the system. We tell them to walk around, engage with the passengers, announce on the train, hey, there's a police officer on the platform if you need him. We must make people feel safe.
Right now, I'm talking to the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. So, you're already getting ready for re-election.
Yes.
And I see some people also throwing their hat in the ring.
Remember how many people were in the last race?
Yes, it was a lot.
Right.
And it was all over the place. At first, it was like, this person's winning, and this person was, yeah.
We were focused. Andrew Yang was measuring the curtains at City Hall. He thought he was going to win so much. And I was like, okay. You know that? Look, you know, Angela, I'm just big on what God means for you. No man can take away. Mm-hmm. What God does not mean for you, no man can give. I'm just supposed to do my job. I'm not even focused on, well, you know, re-election is coming. No, Eric, what are you going to do right now?
Right. Well, you know, what you do right now does matter, though, for re-election and how things are framed. And one conversation that people have been having is black men in voting.
Them,
you know, kind of leaning away from the Democratic Party.
Right.
And so what do you think about getting people energized to even vote, not just locally, but also to get out and vote?
We have a vote. And the Democratic Party has a real obligation and responsibility to show why black men should vote. Like, the highest unemployment in the city right now is dealing with black people in general, but black men specifically. We have to answer the needs of black men mm-hmm. because many of them feel as though their needs are not being heard and they're not being met. All of us have unique items that we need addressed. And I think that for far too long, we've ignored the items that have been on the black men list that are important to them.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure we keep on. Yes. And that's why I wanted to come straight to you with a lot of these questions we have. And, you know, we need more frequent check-ins, though.
Yes, I would love that. We're going to make sure we come on as much as possible.
Yeah, because it's important what is getting accomplished, too. Sometimes people overlook those things. I know also recently 80,000 human services workers got a cost of living adjustment as well.
Huge.
That's a big deal because that affects women. That affects people of color. Mm-hmm. So just real quick, if you could.
The human services, when you think about a child care workers, deliver food to people, social services, almost 50% are women of color. We were able to raise their increases so that they can have a meaningful life. And, you know, you can't provide services and then you're going to need those same services because you're not getting paid enough. This is a huge victory. I promised it on the campaign trail.
All right. Well, great. Well, I love to hear it. And, you know, let's see if this year for Halloween we have party promoter Eric Adams costumes in the stores. I will say nightlife is important, though, in New York.
It is.
As critical as people can be, I like the fact that we can see our mayor, you know, out at the places that we go to, because those are also, a lot of them are small businesses.
Without a doubt.
And it means a lot to go to a business and for the owner to be like, the mayor was just here.
Multi-billion dollar industry has been ignored under all of the administrations. Mm-hmm. This is not a 9-to-5 city. This is a city that never sleeps, so the mayor can't be taking a nap. I'm out there speaking to my nurses that work during midnight shifts, people who work around the clock. The city never stops. Mm-hmm. And I'm out there meeting them, greeting them, and they should know their mayor, not just who work corporate hours.
All right. Well, next time you see him, shots on the mayor, everybody. Okay? But thank you so much,
thank
Mayor
you,
Eric
sister.
Adams. I always really appreciate
yes,
you,
appreciate
and I know
you.
You'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Yee. And of course, when we come back, you guys have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in to get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up with Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Candace Dillard Bassett has been here all week flexing that journalism degree. Let them know.
My mom will be so proud. I'm using the degree she paid for. So you're welcome, Dottie. Yes.
You're welcome, Dottie. But no, honestly, yes. I got so many comments about how much people loved you on
Thank
the show.
You.
And this is
I
definitely like a nice side of Candace to see also. Opinionated, informed. You can talk about a wide range of topics.
Yes.
We love it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. I loved your team. I loved hanging with you.
You
loved our
energy. Gifts. I mean, so many gifts.
Yeah, well,
this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I meant them. Yes. I only bring gifts when I mean it. Yes.
So thank you so much, Candace. I really
thank
appreciate you.
Me.
And you are welcome here absolutely anytime.
Thank you. I would love to come back.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Every time you come, some drama happens. We need
right?
you.
Right? Well, I'll bring the drama with me.
Bring
yes.
it.
As long as it's not on me.
No. It was not on you.
Yes.
Well, a little.
Maybe, yeah.
But thank
slightly.
You also to Mayor Eric Adams for joining us today. You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Yee.
Yes.
And yeah, when are you putting out your EP?
Soon. So as I told you, I had label meetings this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hopefully going to zero in on a label partner to help out. And then my hope is third, fourth quarter.
We'll be hosting that listening session
here. At least some singles. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys have a great weekend. Shout out to my girl, Pinky Cole, also.
Yes.
I will be at her grand opening for Slutty Vegan here in Manhattan in Soho on Bleecker Street this weekend.
Mm.
You know, my coffee company, Coffee Uplifts People, we are the exclusive partner for breakfast at Slutty Vegan. Plus, I just love their food.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend. And of course, you have the last word.
I mess with somebody who's in the industry. They're an artist. They're female. Been doing it for like 2 years. Probably another guest, but they pretty successful. But I don't blow them up. I don't talk about them. And I'm just a regular dude.
Going way up.
Turn up.
With Angela Yee.
It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI. Naturally in rhythm.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.